LTM is a relatively permanent storage place that holds an almost infinite amount of information. The information in LTM is highly organised in semantic networks in order to enable efficient retrieval. But sometimes we can't access information from LTM due to the interference or the failure to locate the right memory trace. LTM tends to store memories in terms of semantics, that is, in terms of their meaning. In terms of types of LTM, we've got implicit versus explicit. Implicit memories, implicit, are recalled without conscious effort, that is, through performance. And the brain structures involved in the storage of implicit memories include the motor cortex and the cerebellum largely. Explicit memories are intentionally recalled via conscious effort to do so. The brain structures involved in the storage of explicit memories include the hippocampus and the amygdala in terms of the emotional aspects of a memory. Let's take it a bit further. Procedural memories, well, this is a type of implicit memory, involves knowing how to perform a skill that occurs without practice. So, for instance, riding a bike. When we're riding a bike, we don't need to consciously think about what our feet need to do with the pedals, what our hands need to do in terms of holding the handlebars, etc., our posture. This is all done without conscious effort. And in fact, it's actually quite difficult to actually explain how we do actually ride a bike. It's something that you just do. A declarative memory is an explicit type memory of events and facts which can be brought consciously to mind. And we've got two different types of declarative memories, episodic and semantic. Semantic memories stores information and knowledge about the world, such as facts and rules, as well as various intellectual skills like a second language or ability to solve a maths equation, as well as specialised knowledge or academic knowledge, so trivia. So remembering the rules in a basketball game, e.g. travel, charge, etc., these are memories that we have to bring consciously to mind. For instance, if you asked a basketball ref what's the rule with travel, he'd talk about, well, you can have two steps when you do a layup, etc. An episodic memory is a memory of a personal event or episode that are associated with time and place. And they're personal and they relate to a particular context. But again, the key point here is you have to consciously bring this to mind. So for instance, what did you do on New Year's Eve last year? What did you do for your 10th birthday? Who's the Prime Minister of Australia at the moment, etc.? All of these answers require you to actually use conscious effort to bring these to mind in order to respond.